So last night, Paul Goldschmidt hit one out in his return to Chase Field, and the Diamondbacks lost 9-7. They're officially eliminated from postseason. A couple thoughts here. So on the Goldschmidt deal, I'm very happy with Carson Kelly. Luke Weaver was hurt earlier this season, but when he did pitch, I liked what he was all about. For those of you that are still hanging on to, they should have never let Paul Goldschmidt go. I would completely disagree with you on this one. I like the fact that the organization is forward-thinking and looking ahead to the next step and looking at other players. If Paul Goldschmidt were on this team this year, would they have had a better chance at getting into the postseason? I don't know that. I know he's put up good numbers this year, but Paul Goldschmidt is on the back end of his career wanting a longer deal, and you just can't always keep guys here for the sake of, well, it's exciting for the fans. I would equate it to when the Suns parted ways with Steve Nash. As much as I love Steve, he needed to go. He couldn't move at the end of his career. And this isn't about feeling good. Luis Gonzalez, when Gonzo was let go. I mean, these things do happen in sports, and it's really hard. I think the Diamondbacks, they were eliminated last night. For the second year in a row, they get eliminated on the 23rd of September. I do see progress with this organization. I love Carson Kelly behind home plate. If you don't think Carson Kelly's an upgrade, I just don't think you've been paying attention, okay? So the other story is they're eliminated from postseason. Here's Torrey Lovello. This was after last night's game.
I want this entire community, I want this baseball community, I want this town, I want this state to be really proud of us and tell a great story one day. I think we're on our way there. But we fought hard. We did what we were supposed to do the way we did it.
So are you excited for the fact that they hung in there for another season? Let's be honest, they're not going to catch the Dodgers, not even next year in the division. They're going to be a wild card team year in and year out. Here's Nick Ahmed.
You know, no one ever gave up. No one ever, you know, showed up and packed it in, but, you know, it's disappointing. You know, you never want to play a season and not play in the postseason. So, you know, especially after last year went too, you know, we feel like we had a good chance here this year with the club we had.
I like the direction they're heading. I'm not happy they get eliminated again. I think if they just had another pitcher or two, if they'd kept Zach Greinke, I don't think they would have gone down this path. There are too many people that said this team was rallying around after Greinke left, and I do believe that. So that's what happened last night at the ballpark. The Cardinals, I'm trying to figure out, so they bring Michael Crabtree in, and after 2 weeks, bye-bye, see you later, thanks very much for playing. And this goes back, fans are not going to tolerate Steve Keim much longer. They're just not. And so with every loss, with every game that the Cardinals, they're 1-9-1 in their last 11 home games. One win, nine losses, one tie, last 11 games. That's not going to cut it. Okay, so when you bring in Michael Crabtree, he's supposed to be the splashy get to put alongside of Christian Kirk and Larry Fitzgerald, and he's not even here. Thanks very much for playing. That's not going to sit well. They host Seattle this Sunday. The Seahawks not playing well. We had our good buddy Brock Huard on yesterday up in Seattle. He was talking about how Chris Carson's got his fumbling problems and Jadeveon Clowney didn't play well, but they still have Russell Wilson. And you would have to say the Seahawks should be favored in this game. No matter what Vegas says, Seahawks come here and they're better at different positions than the Cardinals. On the college football front today, so there's a couple things. One, nationally, if you notice that Georgia a year ago had Justin Fields, had Jacob Eason, and Jake Fromm. And now Justin Fields is at Ohio State, and Jacob Eason's at Washington, and Fromm's at Georgia. And how do these quarterback factories just continue to churn them out? I thought yesterday was interesting. Danny Gonzalez, defensive coordinator for Arizona State, called his defense soft, called them out yesterday that they played soft. So they're trying the motivation tactics for this Friday night's game at Cal. I am not big on Friday night college football games. Friday nights are meant for high school. Saturday's meant for college. Sunday's the NFL. It may sound like old guy, get off my lawn. It's just a fact. This Friday night, I'll be at a high school game and watching ASU at the same time on my phone. That's just how it's going to go. And then Kevin Sumlin said that both UCLA and U of A are hitting their stride at the right time. And I actually do agree with him. This game is shaping up in Tucson to be far more interesting than a couple of weeks ago. The Bruins put up that amazing comeback at Washington State. And for Sumlin, you know, I feel like when I watch them play, they should be better than what they've been showing. So Saturday night against UCLA, that's going to be a really interesting matchup for them. In terms of today, there's going to be some news out of Tucson. Sean Miller's basketball team will be made available. And then you'll have the Diamondbacks in St. Louis tonight. Enjoy your Tuesday.